December 14, 1912. One who lives in the divine will lives in the most holy humanity of Jesus, in order to do what he does and embrace everyone and everything. One who lives completely in his will is not tempted. This morning, when my always adorable Jesus came, he tied me with a golden thread and told me, "My daughter, I do not want to tie you with ropes and chains. Iron shackles and chains are used with the rebels, but with the docile, with those who want no life other than my will, and who take no food other than my love, a thread is enough to keep them united with me. And many times I don't even use this thread. They are so deeply into me, that we form one single thing. So, if I use the thread, it is almost to joke with them." While Jesus was tying me, I found myself in the endless sea of the will of my Jesus and, consequently, of all creatures. And I went wandering in the mind of Jesus, in the eyes of Jesus, in the mouth of Jesus, in the heart of Jesus, as well as in the mind, in the eyes and everything else of the creatures, doing all that Jesus did. Oh, how Jesus embraces all, without excluding anyone. Then, Jesus added, "One who lives in my will, embracing everything, praying and repairing for all, takes within herself the love that I have for everyone. She encloses in just herself the love that I have for all. For as much as I love her, she is equally dear to me and beautiful. She leaves everyone behind." Then, having read that one who is not tempted is not dear to God, and since it seems to me that for a long time I have not known what temptation is, I mentioned this to Jesus, and he told me, "My daughter, one who lives completely in my will is not subject to temptation, because the devil does not have the power to enter my will. Not only this, but he, himself, does not want to enter because my will is light, and in front of this light the soul would recognize his tricks and would therefore make fun of the enemy. The enemy does not like this mockery, which are more terrible for him than hell itself. So he does all he can to stay away from her. Try to get out of my will, and you will see how many enemies will swoop down on you. One who lives in my will always carries the flag of victory high, and none of the enemies dare to confront this impregnable flag.